You just started the learning together, reading together the Nusach of the Kabbalah on page Kuflan Dalad. It's good before Shavuos. It's good any time. We just started it in the second paragraph. Let's start it again. The Nusach of the Kabbalah. If the Rebbe was explaining the importance of a Kabbalah in Avodas Hashem, of formally making a Kabbalah. So let's start it again. A page Kuf Nun Dalet, it says Nusach Kabbalah. We did that first paragraph, but just chazer it off. B'tzayin libi tshukas nafshi ruchi v'nishmasi. With the rotzen of my heart and the longing of my ruach, nefesh ruach and neshama. Heini mekabel alayis kedushas v'avoydes ha-chasidus. I accept upon myself the kedusha and the avoyda of chasidus. Kedei she'ezka al yoda l'chabes l'tahir es gufi v'nafshi. I'm a kabel upon myself not to belong to a certain group and not to have certain pictures and not to certain songs and to have certain clothing and certain friends, but Kadesha Ezka al Yoda, that's all nice stuff, but the reason of being a Kabbal Kadusha is Kadesha Ezka al Yoda, L'chabes L'tayar as Kufi V'Navshi. So that I should be Zoyche through Avoides HaChasidus to cleanse, to purify my guf and my nefesh, L'kadsham B'Kadusha Sakel HaKadosh. And to bound my nefesh, ruach, and neshama, beratzen, with great desire, with machshava in my thoughts, my words, and my actions, kiyosit shleitimait, like something that will never ever be moved or changed. And now, with the kayach that the Torah gave every single Jew, to take an animal, and through a Kabbalah, and through a ma'aseh of being makdish an animal, that a Jew has the ability to imbue even a behema with kedushas haguf, with the holiness and the sanctity of a carbon. The words of my mouth, Hashem Shmuel gave me. And each and every Jew has the koyach with the words of his mouth and with his intentions, his thoughts, that he expresses in words, to be makdish even an animal with kedushas haguf, that this behema, that a behema is elevated to a status of kedusha. The koyach hazeh, with this koyach that the Torah that Hashem gave me, ani oimed atel of Hashem. I now stand before Hashem. V'hinini m'shabed u'machniya m'vatlus atzmi. I m'shabed myself and machniya myself and m'vatl myself. Gufi nafshi ruchi v'nishmos labadosi yizbach. V'Hashem she'nimayis b'kedushas Yisrael. And Hashem Yizbach who never ever is mayis, never turns away, never rejects kedushas Yisrael. Lo yimas gambi. May he not, he will also not reject and turn me away. The Yashre is Kedusha also alive. And he will be Mashre, he will bring his Kedusha, he will cause his Kedusha to rest upon me. V'chal mokim she'eya, v'chal oylem she'ematze. And wherever I go, whatever world I find myself in, tiyeh Kedusha Hashem chayfefes alai. The Kedusha of Hashem should be upon me. And Hashem should surround me with his seven clouds of glory forever to protect me and to watch over me. And with all of my heart and soul, I now beg you, Hashem, that even if at some point in time my Yetzahara begins to get the better of me, the Akshileni, the Apileni, Al Rega Kamehmer Chasashalom Berots Namachshava Dibur Maisashain Hebechut San Hashem, and that, God forbid, my Yetzahara will cause me to will cause me to stumble, to fall, whether it's in thought or in word or maise or in any action, shein hepechut sein Hashem, that is the opposite of the Ratzon Hashem, that is not Hashem's Ratzon. Gam ken Hashem b'roi v'rachim av lo yimaseini. I'm asking Hashem that b'roi v'rachim av, that in your great compassion, that you shouldn't be disgusted with me, you shouldn't turn me away. V'lo yitzieini michutz l'pareiches kredesh ha-kadoshim. And don't remove me. I'm asking that you not remove me and take me outside of the curtain, meaning outside of being with you in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that I'm placing myself into. I want very, very much to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with you, and to spend my life in that place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So even if something happens and I do something, I'm asking you, Hashem, not to throw me out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You see that the same way that an animal, once the animal is made hektish, once the animal has a din of hektish, which remember, that din of hektish is the result of the amazing koyach that the Baruch Shalom gave. That the Baruch Shalom gave a yid, such a koyach that he makes up his mind and he says those words, he's able to change an animal from being stam, a behemah, gasa, from being a behemah, and he's able to change this animal to make it hektish, that it now has kedusha saguf. So an animal, even a sof kol sof, an animal is an animal. A sof kol sof, a human being, sometimes acts like an animal. But once the animal has been infused with this kedusha saguf, you don't reject it, and it's not removed from its kedusha saguf, from that status of kedusha. So I'm asking you, Baruch Shalom, the same with me, that now that I'm taking upon myself this avodah zarah, Hashem, b'chal ruchi, b'chal nafshi, ruchi v'nishmasi, that I'm taking this upon myself to spend my life in avodah zarah, Hashem, in such a way with this avodah that we've been learning. So, and to enter, and by doing that, to enter into this realm of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and to spend my life in that way, that I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch, that even if he says, I'll remember that at a moment I slip, in this, at a moment of weakness, something goes wrong, if I'm asking you, Baruch Shalom, not to reject me, not to throw me out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Baruch Shalom, your holy hand is always open to receive those who want to return to you, to come back to you. To bring me back to you with complete tshuva. As right now, even though in the future, at some point, at that time of weakness, I might not feel as clear, it might not be as clear to me, and I might not feel as certain as I do now. But this is the koyach of the Kabbalah, that this Kabbalah and this Mesiras Maidah, that it should be able to extend beyond this moment and reach ahead in the future in the event that such a thing happens, that I stumble. Because right now, Rabbeinu Shlomo, that's what the person is saying, right now, with a pure heart and with a clear, straight mind, I am taking myself out of that world that's called the mountain of separation. And I'm taking myself out of the Rishus of the Sitra Achra. The whole Kazdilay, and that entire realm, the entire world of the other side of the Sitra Achra. Whenever a person is over an Aveira, the Aveira is something that places a person me'aver, on the other side of Hashem. The Sitra Achra, the Koichas of Tumah, means where that a person is no longer in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He's me'eva. Every aveira places a person me'eva on the other side. Now, the whole Kedushas Yisrael is de'eva anor Yoshua v'seichem yerelum terech avi Avram, that we were once on the other side. We were with Terach. We were in a place of mitchil over there, but as was saying, we were in a bad place. And the Baruch Shalom took us, and he brought us across the river. And when we crossed over that river and we entered into that world of Avraham Avinu, and then eventually into Kedushas Yisrael with Maimon HaSinai and so on, he says, I'm Maimon HaSinai. We accepted upon ourselves to be on this side of the world. Right? Avraham HaIvri, on the side of Avraham Avinu. Whenever a Jew does an Aveira, God forbid, the Rotzen, he does an Aveira, so on some level, he's putting himself back on the other side. The Aveira places him Me'ever again. So, what I'm saying now is that now that I'm here with you in this Kodesh Kedoshim, and it's clear to me that this is where I want to be, and I'm makdish my life to being an Eved Hashem, and I'm taking myself away from the mountain of separation that divides between the world of Avraham Avinu and the world of Terach, and I'm placing myself on this side, and I'm taking myself away from the rishus of the other side of the Sitra'acha. Shema asked him, I'm disgusted with the Sitra'acha of the other side. Ubi told him, and I'm a vatal that life of the other side. Bittul gomer ka'afa da'ar. A complete and total bittul. The way that I'm a vatal the chametz. Even though I know that there's in all likelihood there's still some chametz. There's some chametz lurking somewhere under the fridge or behind the stove, where I didn't get to something in the basement or in some closet or in some kid's pocket someplace, but I'm a vatal with a bittel gomer ka'afedar that I have no shaykhus to it. It doesn't interest me. I'm not nimshech to it. I don't want it. It doesn't belong to me. It's foreign to me. It's something that in an earlier time in my life I enjoyed. It's something that in an earlier time in my life I indulged in. But now, Rabbi Shalom, I'm able to say, B'leif Tom B'dei Yishar Shema Asna B'dalthim, Bittul Gom Ka'ar Fada'ar. Bittul Gom Ka'ar Fada'ar. V'ani Ha'ilach V'nichnas Im Kol Ramach Evar V'shasag Yidai. And I am now going and I'm entering with all my Ramach Evar and Shasag Gidim, with my entire being, every single limb and organ of my life, haguf v'nefesh, with my guf and my nefesh l'mach neshchina, I'm formally crossing over the river, leaving the Sitra'acha, leaving the climbing over finally the Tur de Peruda, the mountain of separation, and coming into your world to join the mach neshchina. To join you in this place of the Machne Shechina of being a Yid. It's a very important formal declaration. The Rebbe is saying that when a Yid is ready for this, he didn't put the Nusach of the Kabbalah at the beginning of the Sefer, right? It's already almost, it's towards the end of the Sefer, because afterwards, soon it's going to be the next Sefer, Mavar HaSharim. It's almost at the end of the Sefer. And this, of course, is at the end, after the Rebbe knows that every single one of us already learned Chavos HaTalmidim, because he asks everybody to please learn Chavos HaTalmidim before learning Hachsheres Avreichim. And even though certainly we're not Yaitzim, we didn't Chazit and learn it properly to begin with and so on, but at this point, the Rebbe is saying is that if a person is able to make this kind of a Kabbalah, to formally declare that he is prepared at this point to renounce life of the Sitra'acha on the other side, and to enter into this place of the Machne Shechina, to join the Rabbanu Shalom in the Machne Shechina, and where a person sees himself and where a person belongs and what you're part of and how you identify yourself is very important. It's very important how you see yourself. Many times I mentioned to you the teaching of Rabbi Nelson Breslover, a lot of times about how when Esther Amalka, Chazal say that Esther Amalka, she had to go live with Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus is not master. How is it possible that Esther Amalka, who was a Kedoshin of Tahira, that she should go and live with a tumor like Ahasuerus? How could that be? So many times we learned that Rabbi Nelson says that he brings Chazal says that she didn't go, she sent a shade. She sent some kind of an alter ego, demonic being, whatever it is, a shade, whatever that is. She didn't go herself. And that the shade lived with Ahasuerus and had a child with Ahasuerus. So Rabbi Nelson explains what that means, that of course she lived with Ahasuerus and she had a child with Ahasuerus. That's not a question of it. She never identified herself as being with Ahasuerus. There's an importance to that. To send a shade means that there's a difference between a person, let's say, you know, if you're sitting at a Yankee game, I've never bechayshed anybody to go to a different one. If you're sitting, let's say, at a Yankee game, and you're enjoying the game, say, no, why not? So you're enjoying the game, and you're not sitting in the expensive seats. You know what I'm talking about? There's nobody with a necktie that you could see, you know, anywhere. Just beer cans and tattoos, you know, the guys. In the general admission, you know, the guys, and the guys are like, and Jeter, you know. Jeter hits a double or something, a couple of guys on the bases, and it's Gavaldic. And then the chevra that you're with stands up and they're going out of their kalim, right? They're going out of their kalim. And you're also enjoying that because you're a fan and you're rooting for the team and you're enjoying the game. But it can't be that a Yid, it's not possible that a Yid should let go of himself. It's not possible. It's not possible that a Yid should let go of himself and to look at yourself and to feel something inside of you that's thundering inside of you, something inside of you that's making that kind of a noise, and it doesn't thunder inside of you when it comes on a Shabbos morning and a regular day in Iyya, a regular Shabbos, Nishmas Kol Chai, Tevarech Hashem Hashem Avokein, Nishmas Kol Chai. A Kabbalah Shabbos al Chadaydi, and to look at yourself and to ask yourself, to whom do I belong? To ask yourself, to whom do I belong? Do I belong to these guys? Do I belong to the Yankees? Do I belong to this place and these people? So I'm enjoying the game. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a game. The Bereshit wants to eat, as long as there's no issue in something. It's okay to enjoy, but to whom do I belong? That's a very big question in a person's life. That's the Rebbe he's talking about. To formally declare myself as being done. I'm done with the Sitracha. I've crossed over the Tur de Karuda, the big mountain, that big mountain. I've crossed over and I'm moving into the Machne Shechin. And I got my stuff, my bags, I got my linen, I got my family. Hopefully, sometimes it's a sad thing when a person feels, God forbid, that he doesn't have all of his chaverim and his family with him. And now here I am, I'm in the Machne Shechina. I'm in a new place in my life. Now, could it be that I lose myself for a second? The Rebbe already said, we understand. The Rebbe, we understand. The Rebbe says, it could be, Taka, v'yachshilenu v'yapilenu al rega kameim rechaz hashom. That a person has that occasional slip. And for a second, he acts like one of the guys with a beard. Could be. But afal pichein, he catches himself. He catches himself and he says, that's no longer me. That's no longer me. I don't identify with that. Esther Malka had to go with Ahasuerus, but it was the shade of her. It wasn't her. It was a shallow, superficial side of her that was identifying, that was participating in the world of Ahasuerus. She didn't enter into the world of Ahasuerus. Every Yid has to go to work and has to be among the goyim and to go to a place, and you're not working in Torah or something like that you're working in a job. So you have to be careful that you don't move into that place. You understand what I'm saying? You don't move in. You have to ask yourself that. And you could catch yourself. Like, how caught up are you getting in this? How caught up are you getting? How much do you think about it when you're not there? Is this what you think about when you're not at work? This is what you're thinking about the whole time. Your yid. This is what the verse. Of course, you have to go to work. You have to make a living. But this is ruach. This is nefesh, ruach, and neshama that you have invested into such a thing. That's where you live. That's who you are. You identify yourself as a lawyer, as an accountant. You identify yourself as whatever that job is. That's how you identify yourself. When a person goes to work, you have to do a good job because you're getting paid, and it would be an avla not to do the best job you could do. You're supposed to do that, but you don't identify with that. You don't identify with that. There was always the chiluk that I made when I was teaching the boys in high school, and I was talking to them about rooting for their team. I said, there's a difference between enjoying a game and you know, and walking around all day long in you know. In a Jeter, using Jeter again because I don't know, I remember so many of the names now, but a Jeter t-shirt and Jeter gotchkas and Jeter and you know, Jeter talus and filling and a Jeter, you know, and to have pictures and to identify with. That means you live. You don't live in the Machne Shechina. When you live in the Machne Shechina, you could be sitting in the stands and you could clap your hands and enjoy a good game. But it's not bad, it's who you are. And you don't identify with that. That a Yid has to live in the Machne Shechina of what's important and who I am is a good davening and to be with other Yidden and to be by Shalosh Shulis and to be sitting with my Chavrusa. This is Be'etzim who I am. And that other, the other side, that life on the other side, it's Shvis no Shvikin. I'm finished with it. The Talon of the Talon, La Sharir La Kayom, it's I know that it exists, and I know that it's something which I'm not kidding myself. I know that it's something which is enticing. I know it's something which I find exciting and interesting and so on. But I'm moving into the Machne Shechina because this is where I want to be. When a person gets married, he does something like that. But he doesn't know that there's something outside of his house and there's something outside of the life that he has with his wife and with his family. He knows, but he's committed himself to moving into this place and beginning a life with this woman. And there's a kedushas. Nisuin, there's a sanctity of marriage, that kedusha that descends upon the couple under the chuppah, and that chuppah that divides them from the rest of the world, that no longer in the rishus haram. They're no longer, the couple's no longer part of the rishus haram. Until that time, so he's a nice guy, he's walking in the world, he's part of the world, and she's a nice girl, she's walking, she's part of the world. But from that time of the chuppah, they separate themselves from the entire world. And Hareyam Kudesh is sleep. Like Taisha says, the beginning of Kedusha. What that means. The beginning of Kedusha. They're separated from the entire world. And Zumen is sleep. That you're separated from the whole world and designated specifically to me. And at that point, the couple is no longer part of the Rishis Rav. That means he's not interested in things outside of the house. He doesn't know that there's things. Of course he does. And if a person is sitting and it's 2:00 in the morning and he's sitting by his computer and his wife is sleeping and God forbid he's pressing buttons on the computer that he shouldn't press and he's looking at things on the computer that he shouldn't look at, he's leaving the rishus of his family. He's leaving the rishus of his wife. He's violating the kedusha of the nisuin. He didn't do any aveir. He's looking at something. He's thinking of something. He's violating the kedushas of nisuin of Hareyam Kedesh Shli. and he's moil b'kodshim mamash. He's moil. He's desecrating and violating a bris that he made, a bris that he made with his wife, that he made by choice. That he's leaving the machne yisrael, and he's entering to the machne shechina with this woman. This is his machne, and what's out there in the world, he knows that it exists, and he knows that he has a taiva for it. But he says, Shema astam betaltam betel goma kar for the ara. He's mevatel and he's moyes and it's mevatel kar for the ara, that it should be botel kar for the ara. It shouldn't be something that he knows that it's there, and it's scary because he knows that it's there. But the koyach of the kabbalah, the Rebbe is saying, is the koyach of the kabbalah is that a person reminds himself over and over and over, I don't identify with that. That's not me. And even if chasam the person is nichshol, if something happens and the person is nichshol, there's a difference between a michshol, between failing or stumbling, which every person has, between being nichshol and God forbid, seeing myself as part of that world. Seeing myself as part of that world. That we're not part of any other world. We live in the machne shechina of the Bein Shol. And the machne shechina that we live in consists of all the dinim of Shulchan Aruch. And all the minhagei Yisrael. There's no place in our in the machne shechina that has standing on your seat in the stands, standing on your seat and howling like an animal because some guy just was able to run from one place to another place. That's not written in our books anywhere. We don't have such an inyan like that. Or somebody was able to take a ball and to throw it into a hole in the we don't have such thing. It doesn't say in anywhere that we can't enjoy a certain kind of thing, but on the other hand, that's not where we live. We don't live in that world. We don't live in that world. And that's what they're saying. Vani chaylech v'nichnas em kol ramachei varvish esagidai haguf ha-nefesh l'mach neshchina. I'm moving out of the sitrach. I'm moving out of the shisaram. So every Shabbos, that's the avoider of Shabbos. Every Shabbos, when a person turns around, when we turn around tonight, boy b'shalom ateres ba'alo, boy b'shalom, a person's able to turn around and to look at the world and to say to the world that I don't belong to you, I don't belong to the world. I'm a kabbal pnei Shabbos and tizul chadoy l'kras kabbal pnei Shabbos nakabbal and be makabbal the kedusha of entering under the chuppah of the shechina kedusha sheish eschal miyimsa the kedusha of kabbalah Shabbos, the nusach of this kabbalah. Every Friday we have a kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is not found. The seder of kabbalah Shabbos is not found anywhere in Shas. You know that we don't have that in the Gemara. Our kabbalah Shabbos is not found anywhere in the Gemara. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos. The Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos, Kiyadua, is something that evolved over time and comes to us from the Ari HaKadosh Mguy HaRizal. The Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos, the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos, of course, comes from Chazal. But the Nusach of Kabbalah Shabbos, but the thing of Kabbalah Shabbos, you don't have Kabbalah Yontif. It's Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos. And some of the chevra, we were together Monday night by our family simcha, and we had a mitzvah tanz. And some of the chevra mentioned they had never had a mitzvah tanz before, and they thought it was very odd. The bachan explained a little bit, but it's a big inyan. Why is it that by every single time when he finishes and get ready for another part of the for another week of the mitzvah tanz, he says Shabbos, good Shabbos. That week of good Shabbos, even during the week. What does it mean Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos. It's Kabbalah Shabbos, and it's when a person every single Friday, as the sun is setting, a person says, "I'm a Kabbalah upon myself," again and again, "I'm a Kabbalah upon myself," to enter into the Machne Shechina with the Shechina Kadosh, Knesset Yisrael, which is the Eishes Chayim. To be faithful to the chasm, to come under the chuppah, l'chadoid l'kaskala boi b'shalom ateres ba'alon, boi b'shalom ateres ba'alon, that a person is able to turn around to the world and he's able to mekabel, he's able to mekabel mazel toshin, he's able to mekabel the Shabbos and to turn away from the world. And everything that he had during the week, whatever was part of the Sitra Achim, whatever was part of the Rishus Haram, that when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, the person formally makes this declaration. He makes this formal declaration that I'm done with that. I'm finished with it. I know that I have Vinyanim on my desk at work that I'm not done with. And I know that there are people there that I'm going to have to play the game with, continue to be involved in that game. Yes, Mr. Sonson, you're the greatest, Mr. Sonson. I live for you. I bow down to you. I have your picture in my wallet, Mr. Sonson. Yeah, I know. Yes, I said Shema Yisrael to you about you, and I went to the mikveh for you. I did everything for you. Yes, I'm prepared to renounce my wife and children. They're not important to me. I'll be at the firm first thing in the morning till 3 in the morning. I'll go back for an hour. And even that hour, I'm thinking about you, Mr. So-and-so. I'm not thinking about Hashem. I'm not thinking about my wife and children. Go on, there's only you. That's all a game. Come Shabbos, a person's makabel, play Shabbos, the kabbalah. The kabbalah Shabbos. Because a person comes back into the mach neshchina. When he comes to the mach neshchina, he's able to say, oh, this is who I really am. What about that? What about that sharp guy during the week? That sharp guy that's in the office, you know, leaning back on his expensive chair with his feet up on the desk, making some million-dollar deal, or losing $1 million, making $1 million, whatever it is, but he's still got that look on his face, and I'm talking about this and about that. That's not who I am, Damas. That's not really who I am. That's not who I am. That's what I do. That's what I do, because you told me that Nicholas, he told me I have to make a panos, I have to go to the bazaar sapach, and this is what I do. But the M is who I am on Shabbos. That's what a Jew is, Shabbos. And the chasna, the inyan of Shabbos is, that inyan of Shabbos is to be in the machne shechina. Shabbos is the chasna kala is that the inyan of chasna kala, and all of the inyan of a rikud is that I take myself out of the sitra, I lift myself up from this world. Like the time you said about Avshalom Lekalina, that if you look by Avshalom Lekalina, you can see that he was 3 tfachim away from the world. And the tzaddikim used to see that Avshalom Lekalina wasn't on the his feet went on the ground. He was a little bit off the ground, Avshalom Lekalina. They say all the tzaddikim said about Avshalom Lekalina that he wasn't on the ground. Now, if they say about us that we're not grounded, it means that we have problems. But when they say Rabbi Shlomo Kalini was 3 tefachim off the ground. A rikud means that a person is renouncing his devotion to Olam Hazeh, and he's expressing his desire to be part of a different world. That's what a rikud is. That's what the Chasna Kala do. That they're separating themselves. Of course, they're still, but they are entering into that world of the kedusha, of that relationship of the nisun, and that Shabbos. The koyach that Yid has, to step out of the world and to be in a different world with the Baruch Shem, the Mach Neshchina. That koyach comes as from Shabbos. That koyach to do that comes from Shabbos. And I accept upon myself me'ata from now. Lashgiach al kol protius ma'isai machshavoyisai v'diburei. Now that I'm moving in here to the Mach Neshchina, and I'm living in a place mamish with the Rebbein Shalom, I'm living b'chad v'chador with the Rebbein Shalom mamish shivisai shalmanai. So therefore I'm a kabbalah upon myself now to be careful and to watch every single kol protius ma'isa machshavoyisai v'diburei, the way that a person would be careful in that place. You ever see when they'll have, let's go back to the Yankees for a second. So when a team, let's say on the team that won the World Series, they go to visit the president, you know, they go to visit the president, they do that. They take the winning team, to go visit the president. So you see, a picture of these goons, in their suits, with that grin. And probably they had to have, at least a 2-hour schmooze with them about like not to say any obscenities. Like when the president says congratulations, they don't say, oh, thank you, blank and blank, right? They just have to like, they have to make all kinds of hachanas with the guys, like just to say, like to say thank you, sir. Right? Thank you, sir. Like they have to make all kinds of hachanas. They're not even master what that means, because to us it's a very simple thing to say thank you, sir. But that's not, for these guys, it's a very big avoid not to say a four-letter word. They don't, it's very hard not to, they don't know how to, in their whole life is to say four-letter words. So they probably talk to them and they go into the, say this, thank you, sir. They go, thank you, blank. No, 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 let's do it again. Thank you, sir. Sir. You see the picture, and they're all like in their suits, and like it doesn't fit in their ties, because they've never been outside of a uniform or outside of, you know, and they, but when they're there in the if they go there in the White House, even the biggest bullfan, when he's over there, he acts like a mensch, you know, he talks like a mensch a little bit, he acts like a mensch, huh? Oh, baseball, they're a little bit more refined. Football's not even shot. You can't take him into the White House. Yeah. So what the Rebbe's saying is just, of course, this is a silly marshal. But when a person, even a person knows, look, I'm a little bit rough around the edges, you know, I'm not like such a chosh of a guy. But when I'm in this place, when I'm in the Machne Shechina, I know how to behave. I got to watch myself. I'm in the Machne Shechina, when I'm in this place, I behave. I know how to behave. And I have to act when I'm in this place. So that's the person. In the Mikabel, I know how to lashgiach, how kol pratis, maisa, machshavos, and dibur. Of course, it's hard because this is your entire life. And like, you know, it's one thing to go to someplace for half an hour and to act like a mensch. But how long could you hold on to that, to being like, you know, acting that way? It's hard. But when you're there long enough, it becomes something which obviously becomes a part of who you are, and it's something that you identify with, and you feel that's who you are. Of course, that's why the muscles are silly muscle, because when you take this guy and you put him to the White House, it's my Indian Shemitah Etzel Hasinai. Right? One thing has nothing to do with the other. This guy with the White House. You know, he can't spell White House, let alone to be in the White House. So he has no shaykhus to the White House. But a yid, lahavdo, that's why it's only a silly marshal, but a yid, when he enters into the Machne Shechina in the beginning, he feels very uncomfortable. And it's like, you know, it's like, you know, the tie doesn't, in the claw. Like, I don't belong in this place. Just like when you start off in yeshiva, you start with, you don't feel like this is my place, this is my place. But the more you're there, and the longer you work at it, and the more you work at it, the more you realize that there's no place else in the world that you could ever be. There's no place you can't be anyplace else. This is where you feel most at home. That's of course the chiluk. That's the chiluk, because that etzem is who you are. You really are. You really belong. A yid really belongs in that place, in the White House, just in the mosque. But he really belongs in that place. And the etzem, that's who he is. But this guy doesn't belong over there. No matter how long you keep him there, that's not who he is. A person begins to realize, to feel this way, to think that Hashem is Mashgiach HaKoprotis Maisa Mashavos, that a person has to think about in this place where I am now, even though I feel right now like a little bit uncomfortable. I feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I'm Mashgiach HaKoprotis, I'm Mekabel of myself to be Mashgiach, to be careful and to be watchful of all my actions and all my thoughts and all my words. To be careful. To be a person that watches himself. That's a big musik. It's a big musik to watch oneself. To be conscious of what a person is thinking, what a person is saying, what a person does. Because of where you are and who you are. And that's wherever you go. That's why the Kabbalah was at the beginning. The Rebbe said such a nusach. In the nusach it says, whatever world I'm in, wherever I am, whether I'm at work, I'm on the street, I'm in shul, wherever I am, as befits a person who has become sanctified, who's neskadish b'kedusha ilah. Even the behema, once it's ekdish, it's different. It looks like a behema, it smells like a behema, but it's different. It's ekdish. So even though I look like I did before, and I smell like I did before, and I have the same bahamias that I had in me before, but I'm miskadosh b'kedushas Yisrael in the machnes shechina, and I have to be watchful. Just like, of course, the animal can't watch itself, but the person who's makdish the animal has to be very watchful and very, very careful with everything. What happens to that behemoth? It's not stam. A behemoth. V'loy she'eye chas v'sholem hefke. That I shouldn't be chas v'sholem hefke. I shouldn't be hefke. Hashem is baruch yismecheni v'yamin tzidkai. V'yareini v'yadricheni v'darka der ha'kodesh. That Hashem should hold me up and support me and show me how to go derech hakodesh and to kol tov ruchni v'gufni. To kol tov ruchni v'gufni. V'niska ani v'chol b'nei beisi. No, myself and all the members of my household, v'chol chaveira and all of my chaveira, v'chol beisis, all the yidin, la'richas yomim, v'sharim tovim, for long years, good years, smeichim, v'musharim, v'chsodim tovim, v'chsodim niglim, to be able to rejoice, v'chsodim tovim, v'chsodim niglim, with the kindness of Hashem that's open, that's clear, that's revealed. Not to have, God forbid, hardships that I have to interpret as being chasodim. It should be chasodim toivim and gluyim, revealed good. Schar toiv, good reward. Everything the Baal Shem Tov does for us is good, but it should be good in a way that's nigla to us. Like Lubavitcher Rebbe Sussi used to say, it should be good, which is nigla. It should be lamatim asarat tochim. It should be so clear that it's in our world that we feel the good, we see the good. Binyone guf nefesh ruach neshama meirim ba'or shal ma'ilonai. So here, the Rebbe is giving us an example of a nusach of a kabbalah that a person can make. And it's not stam to say the words. When a person feels ready to try to make that change of direction, to take that change of direction in life, the person can do such a thing. It's good to do it after mikveh, before Kabbalah Shabbos. A person to make such a change, to place himself into the machnes shechina. It's a very, very, very big thing. And the Rebbe ends and says, "In yala belibcha shum hiru ra chas v'shalom leima." If there rises up in your heart a hiru ra, a thought that's not good, leima shekol elo godol rav yosimcha. That's exactly what everybody right now is thinking. That this is too much for me. This is too much for me. It's interesting, it's nice. Maybe I'll tell my wife about it or something, but this is just too much. I like Yiddishkeit, but it's getting, you know, getting carried away. Yiddishkeit is nice. And, you know, I want my kids, you know, to be educated, good Jews, and to be Shomer Mitzvahs, but this is getting very intense. It's getting very intense. No, this is very intense. This is very... Wow. This is what it was meant to be. This is how it was given to us. It was given to us in fire. It's given with fire. It wasn't given as a suggestion. It wasn't given for weekends, you understand? This is what came to us. Kaflam Haki years. It was given to us with fire, mamish. It was given to us in a midbar, in a desert, because there's nothing else. And if you think there's something else, it's because you're deluding yourself. There is nothing else. There's nothing else. That's how it was given to us. So he says that, I know it sounds like a lot. This is too much. This is too much. This is getting very, very intense. Teda, you should know. Shadivri Yetzaharahim. Shadivri Yetzaharahim. Of course you're thinking such a thought. It's natural. And those thoughts are shirayim from the other side. Those are thoughts that are coming to you live from the other side, from the Sitra Achim. That's where those thoughts come from. Shadivri Eitz Arahim. Kafilo Kishiyaza Hashem Lecha. Listen what he says, what the Rebbe says now. He says, you think this is what I'm telling you, and what we've been learning until now, you think this sounds like it's too much, it's a lot. This program sounds like it's a lot. And you're wondering, it doesn't leave room for anything else in my life. It sounds like, wow, this whole Yiddishkeit thing. So the Rebbe says something, look what he says here. Kafilu Kishiyaza Hashem Lecha, even when Hashem will help you. You're going to be 10 times higher than what we're learning about. He said, Allah from Tala, and you're going to be 1,000 times greater than what you ever imagined yourself to be. Pi Allah from Tala. And you look at yourself, you say, Pi Allah, 1,000 times higher than, and greater a Jew than you used to be. The Rebbe says, you should know, you haven't even reached the edge. You haven't reached the tip of the real, of the godless Ashelacha be'emes isha Yisraeli, that be'emes a Jew is. You haven't even reached the edge. Every Jew could be a Navi. So you look at yourself, you say, I can't believe it, you know. I don't do those things anymore. I don't go to this place they went to anymore. I don't have the television. I don't do this. I don't look at that. I don't think about this. And I have a chavrus, and I do this, and I do the daf yomi, and I go to minyan. Everything's going on. And you're P'alafim better than you were before, and that's wonderful. And Hashem Baruch is proud of you. Everything is good. You think that's very intense, because compared to what you were, you see yourself in Baruch Hashem P'alafim. Rebbe says you should know, and this is not to discourage. This is to understand what it means. A yid. You should know. You haven't even touched the tip of your own greatness as a Jew. You haven't even tasted. You haven't even tasted the flavor of what it means to be be'emes isha Yisraeli, to be be'emes a yid. Be'emes a yid. This is the great disservice of how we were raised and what we were taught, is that we were never shown a picture of the greatness of a Jew. They had pictures of Ramosha, pictures of Rabbi Yaakov, and pictures of the Klausenberger Rebbe and the Satmar. They put them on the wall. But there's always other people. And we always admired them. And we always looked up to them and said, wow, they're amazing. They're special, special people. But their lives are no shaykhs to our lives. There's no shaykhs. We never saw in ourselves anything of that greatness. And it was never with that kind of a greatness, of a big picture of what it means to be a yid, and the kaychus of a yid, and the godless of a yid. To be able to show somebody what that means, and to feel that. So we see these people, and we love them, and we respect them, and we're in awe of them, but it's very, very far from who we are. And they started off Jewish children just like us. Little Jews, just like us, kids. To be makdished, and they were makdished themselves in their lives, and they accepted upon themselves Kedushas Yisrael, and they entered into the Machne Shechin, and they lived those lives of Kedusha and Tahara. Our Yiddishkeit was given to us as like more like a hobby. You know, there are people that collect stamps, that collect toads and butterflies, and you collect mitzvahs. It's a nice thing to do, and you're better than the stamp collectors. Because you collect mitzvahs, and God likes mitzvahs. So you're a mitzvah collector. So do a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. It's nice. But to identify yourself, nefesh, ruach, neshama, the whole tumah of that misrepresentation of Yiddishkeit, which is given all kinds of titles, and I don't like to classify, because the names, the titles that are given are titles that are themselves coming from the Sitra Achim, that come from the Sitra Achim. But that way of presenting Yiddishkeit is something which them is, you know, you're a regular person, you're like anybody in the street, but you have to also remember that you're a Jew. That was a terrible disservice that was done to us. those who were raised in the so-called modern Orthodox world, which there's no such thing as anything like that. There's no, the Rosh didn't give that in Har Sinai, such a thing. There's no such thing. The whole thing is not talking about Rav Soloveitchik, you understand that. Rav Soloveitchik wasn't modern Orthodox. People think that they make themselves feel better by saying that they're like Rav Soloveitchik. They think they're like Rav Soloveitchik. They're not like Rav Yashaber. They're not like Rabbi Yashaber. And neither the little people and the little rabbis going around making Rabbi Yashaber speeches. They're not Rabbi Yashaber. There's no such thing. The whole thing is just a way to explain why I'm not Nefesh Ruach Neshama Yid. And again, I'm not talking about that title. It doesn't mean anything to me. And I'm not talking about this shul, this rabbi, this place. That's all silly. Those that know me know I don't care about these things. I'm talking about this way of thinking, that I'm a little bit of an Orthodox Jew. But then you have the very Orthodox, the Haredim, the ones who are trembling. They're not trembling so much either, most of them either, these days. These days, it's not so big, the trembling. But that whole musig of like, that's very intense. Right? I like Yiddishkeit. I'm an Orthodox Jew, but you know. But I like to watch the shows and go to the shows and play the games and talk that way and dress the way that they're going. That whole musik is a musik that's not, there's no musik like that. That's not how the Torah was given to us. That's not the Torah was given to us. The Torah was given to us, the Eish, the fire, and the Midbar. There's nothing else, only to be a Yid. There's nothing else. Yiddishkeit isn't a side show. Yiddishkeit isn't an extra thing. That you're a regular person and there's Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is everything. That's all there is. And every single word, every single machshava, every single maaseh, that's all there is. And that's why as the years go by, that sweetness of being in the presence of Jews, who every single gesture is Jewish, that sweetness is slipping away from us. And we're becoming like people who are only imitating Jews, but not Jews, be'etzim, just to imitate our grandparents, to imitate, but to be be'etzim, such people, that every single piece of a person is only a Yid. So even if we're 1,000 times greater, let's say, Gi olakasule gadluscha shelucha be'emes isha Yisrael, you think you're even touching the edge of the greatness of who you are, of what it means to be a Jew. Don't have these thoughts. Trust in Hashem and go further. Continue and trust in Hashem. And you'll see that you're going to get even greater than you ever imagined, because you don't know the kairos that you have. And the more you learn, the more you dive, the more mitzvahs, the more you be magala the greatness that's inside of you. The ikkar is to be mekayim the Kabbalah. In other words, the ikkar is to move in with the Shechina, to see yourself as a person that's only a Jew, to move away from the Sitracha. B'chlal tia me'oisem ha'ma'amidim dvarim kechoyme, and to be among those Jews who ma'amidim dvarim kechoyme, that like Chazal say in many places, and it says in the Pasuk Shirshim ani kechoyme ani, that a person builds that wall between himself and the other side, and makes himself strong like a wall. Kilayrak misha b'dinei teresh b'chsav shabal peh mekel atz mekalhu. You might look at a person who is not careful with the dinim of the Torah Shebichsav, not careful with the dinim of the Torah Shebapeh. So we look at such a person and you would say, he's a kal, he's not the serious person. He's a kal. The Rebbe says, the Emes is, Ragam ha'isha b'chlal amidosa k'noitza ba'avihi, even if you're a Jew that keeps halacha, you're shalom mitzvahs. But your whole Yiddishkeit and your whole standing as a Jew is like a feather in the wind, like a feather that blows around. He spoke about this a lot over the time. Like a feather, that any ruach that comes your way, any ruach that comes your way, just takes you out of that clarity of who you are. And you win, you're like a feather. You keep mitzvahs. You shema Shabbos. And you daven, and you do all the right things. But you're like a feather. You're a lightweight. It's also a kal. Not only a person doesn't keep halacha, even a person who keeps halacha, but his whole Yiddishkeit is kept in such a way, like a feather. K'noitza ba'avi, ha'nischeves mikol ruach koldu. Any little breeze comes along. Any little breeze comes along. You have a person, he's shemeter and misses. And he keeps Shabbos, and he sends his kids to yeshiva, and he goes to work. And any girl that passes by in a skirt, he can't keep himself from taking a look. It's no, like a feather. He's not able to keep his head down. He's not able to keep his eyes in the right place. He's like carried away by any breeze that takes him away from what he's supposed to be and who he's supposed to be from Kedushas Yisrael. Any breeze that takes you away. And this Chavis Mekol Ruach Koldu, any little breeze that blows away. Hayoyim Charedu Al Dvar Hashem. Today, you're very, very, today you're trembling over the Dvar Hashem. You're very into it today. And you have all kinds of Kabbalahs, and you're very strong. And you accept upon yourself like this and like that. The next day, go in this. Like Kabbalah, like Chared, you're not trembling anymore. Like Kabbalah, Chas Hashem, there's no Kabbalah. Just your whole life is lived like a feather in the wind, like a feather in the breeze. That your whole Yiddishkeit is ups and downs and ups and downs, and you're in shul, and then an hour after shul you're in a whole different mass of Yiddishkeit. That's what the Rebbe says is the opposite of living, of being mabed dvarim kechayma, that your Yiddishkeit is kechayma. Like I mentioned to you many times, when the Kotzke said that. You see by the Kotzke when it said, it was a mice, but I don't have time for the mice, but when it says in the Torah, Lei Signaif, it's not like we hear the words Lei Signaif, like the Rebbe Shalom is saying to us, don't steal. Lei Signaif. The Kotzke heard it in a way, Lei Signaif, you can't steal. You can't steal. You can't steal. And that's how a Yid is supposed to be when it comes to that picture that I was a minute ago, that the girl at work is walking by. It's not that the Baruch Hashem is saying, to you, please, it's better for you not to look. It's not nice. It's light as starkel means you can't look. Ani chayma is a wall. That lifting up your eyes and looking at the wrong thing, that's taking a peek over the wall and into the Sitra Achra, to the other side. It's not, please don't look. Please don't look. It's, you can't light this darkness. It's not possible. It's not shaykh to do that. When you feel that, the chayim of that wall, when you live in that tchum of Shabbos, of the tchum Shabbos, not to go outside the tchum, not to look outside your Dalet Amis. Ein l'kash baruch ha-balomai. Since the Churban, ein l'kash baruch ha-balomai el Dalet Amis shel halacha. That a Jew lives in those Dalet Amis of his tchum of the Ratzon Hashem. That's ein l'kash baruch ha-balomai. There's nothing else. That's all there is to live in that tchum of the Dalet Amis of Shabbos. In that world of Kedushas Yisrael. Ein l'kash baruch ha-balomai el of this. That's all there is. If you think there's something, if you think that you could be on the outside and then on the inside and the outside and the inside, it's only because you haven't tasted it what it means to be a Jew. So you think you could be outside, inside, outside, inside. That's the sheker that I was talking about that they call modern orthodoxy. I don't care who uses that term, but that sheker, outside, inside, outside, inside, outside, inside. And they think that that's what it means to be a Jew. There's no such thing. You're inside 24 hours, every minute of your life. And if you stumble and if you fail, you don't identify with that, or you don't make up some new thing to say that that's okay because Hashem wants us to be like that, or something like, you know, these silly things. Hashem wants us to watch, you know, the news or something. ABC, we have to watch it, or else God is upset because that we're not broad-minded, educated Jews, all that garbage that I don't have to chaser over with you. You had enough of it growing up, and so did I. God wants us to be informed Jews, so we have to spend, we have to read Canterbury Tales or something. It's all baloney. God doesn't want us to read Canterbury Tales. It's all baloney. This is all dinyanus, and not living under the mountain. But when a Jew lives under the mountain, of kofalim ha'kigiyus, when a Jew lives under the Torah de Sinai, and he feels the eish, he feels the fire of Maamad HaSinai, so there's nothing outside of Kedushas Yisrael. There's only Kedushas Yisrael. No, we should be zeichah b'ezras Hashem to mekabel the Torah in such a way.